Close your eyes and join me on a guided journey of the imagination to another place outside of time. You are no longer in the room. Let the walls and the roof dissolve and fall away. Let everything and everyone you might sense around you disappear. This is the new moon. It's a mystical night, for the moon is empty. She's a blank slate. Tonight is the start of a new lunar cycle, one that opens to new possibilities, new potential, and new beginnings. You have been called to this night, on this new moon, to go on a sacred journey. Come with me as we travel through a consecrated grove in a deep, thick forest. In the subtle darkness that pervades the earth tonight, imagine now that you are standing at the edge of old growth trees. These trees are timeless, and they hold great memories, for they were once holy to the ancient forest dwellers who lived among them. In front of you are magical oaks, towering pines, and mystical ash trees. You can feel the power and unique qualities of each tree emanating into the surroundings. You walk into the forest as though drawn by a magnet, making your way through the thicket. You hear the sound of a brook nearby. The tallest oaks reach high into the darkness, forming a solid canopy overhead. You walk on silently, feeling the soft cushion of grass beneath your feet as the tree branches sway around you. The sounds of the forest at night are all around you. Leaves whisper in the gentle breezes. A hunting owl calls out as it searches for prey. A branch breaks nearby. You have the sense you are not alone, for unseen eyes follow every step you take, though you can see no one. As you go deeper, your vision adjusts to the growing darkness, and your senses are on alert. A form emerges from behind a large grandmother oak. It's a woman in a long hooded cape. She steps out of the shadows and signals you to follow. You do so, walking several steps behind her. The pathway continues to wind deeper into the blackness of the forest. As it narrows, you lose sight of her, but up ahead, she waits, aware of your uncertainty. She stops to light a small candle to help you see where you're going. The tree branches are much closer now and brush your arms. The glow of the candle silhouettes your guide. She stops beside a rocky outcropping and shines the candle into an opening. She indicates you should enter the opening, then passes the candle to you. Trusting the guide, you enter the grotto. The candle flame outlines the interior. It's shaped like a deep cavern. You look around and notice along the back wall that there's a darker opening. With the candle held high to light your way, you enter this opening and see a narrow, rocky passageway. Walking down the cool passage, the candlelight catches carved symbols inscribed over the doorway of still another opening. This opening feels ancient. It is holy. And it calls you into it. You're uncertain what the symbols mean, but you enter anyway. Inside this inner sanctuary is a long, rough-hewn stone table. On top of the table are many beautiful boxes. You can tell they've been created by skilled artisans and craftsmen. The boxes are made of many different materials and shapes. Some are carved from the precious woods you passed in the forest, for they hold the same qualities that those trees emitted. Some are made of heavy marble or stone. A few were forged in silver or gold, with semi-precious jewels embedded in them. Some are ornate. Many are simple. As you study the many boxes, there's a movement behind the table. An old woman is seated there. She looks as you would imagine the ancient mother of the earth might look. Her skin is dark brown and wrinkled like the bark of a tree. Her hair is long and gray, like Spanish moss hanging over her shoulders. Green ivy entwined in her hair holds it back from her face. Her gnarled hands, sticking out from the folds of a brown cloak, rest on the table. The ancient mother's black eyes stare at you with grave intensity. You hear her voice sounding inside your head. What brings you here on this night, my child? You sense the question is somehow related to the boxes. You think about why you've come on this journey, into these woods, into this cave, on this new moon night. She knows all your inner secrets, so you mentally answer her question. The ancient mother absorbs your answer. Now she tells you to think about your answer and hold it in your mind. As you look at her, her third eye seems to glow, reach out, and touch yours. She tells you to look carefully at all the boxes on the table. She asks you, what feelings arise when you study the different boxes? She says the reason you came here this night and to this place is related to a message in one of the boxes on the table. She tells you, choose the box you are drawn to and open it. The ancient mother continues. Inside the box is a message or an object that's meant just for you. Reach into the box and take it out. Now hold it against your third eye for the wisdom it will impart. She instructs you now to hold it against your heart for the compassion you will come to know. Now take the essence of the gift and feel it deeply inside you. The ancient mother's voice echoes in the cavern. This message is yours alone. The message has meaning on many different levels. Some of the meanings you will understand immediately. Other meanings will come to you at another time. But when you leave this place, you will remember the message. She tells you that now it is time to place the item back into the box and close it. As you close the lid, the whole cave begins to shimmer with iridescent light. Suddenly, the ancient mother, the stone table, and the boxes waver as though you're looking at them through water. In a moment, it all disappears. The rocky cavern you are standing in also begins to flicker. The cave and the grotto blur into the mist. The forest that was once so vivid also shimmers and disappears. The journey is now a memory. Slowly, you return to this space. Take a deep breath and open your eyes. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.